Michael Jackson certainly lived a lifestyle worthy of the title King of Pop. He earned hundreds of millions of dollars throughout his career. His net worth has always been hard to pin down. In 2002, Forbes estimated he was worth $350 million. A big part of that fortune was fueled by his most successful album, Thriller, which became the best-selling album in history, with more than 100 million copies sold around the world. His rising fortune fueled a growing appetite for a lavish living. In 1988, he built his famous Neverland Ranch. The cost of paying his 120 staffers was reportedly $375,000 a month. But as his career began to wane, Jackson was having trouble funding that lavish lifestyle. In 2006, the Neverland Ranch shut its gates and Jackson faced foreclosure. He was eventually bailed out by a private real estate company that he partially controlled. He also faced an increasing number of lawsuits. At least 19 people, from financial advisors to concert promoters to a Bahraini sheikh, have sued him. And according to a recent Wall Street Journal report, the pop star was swimming in $500 million in debt. Even so, it wasn't all bad. Analysts say one of the smartest business decisions he made was in 1985, when he purchased half of the Beatles catalog for $47.5 million. That catalog is reported to be worth billions today. Jackson was also expected to earn at least $50 million for his heavily promoted comeback tour this year in London. All 50 shows at the O2 Arena were already sold out. The tour was to be Jackson's final farewell on stage to his fans. At this point, it's unclear what the financial repercussions will be. There are contracts connected to that concert tour, unsettled debts, and ongoing lawsuits. But what is clear, Jackson's death brings to an end what was to be a professional and financial comeback for the King of Pop. Pauline Chu, CNN, Hong Kong.